This is the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 13th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As Jesus came out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what large stones and what large buildings." Then Jesus asked him, "Do you see these great buildings? Not one stone will be left here upon another. All will be thrown down." When Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will this be, and what will be the sign that all these things are about to be accomplished?" Then Jesus began to say to them, "Beware that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and they will lead many astray. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is still to come. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. This is but the beginning of the birth pangs." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. Today, we come to the end of our time in the Gospel of Mark, and we close as we began, with an apocalyptic text. Now, an apocalyptic text is one that speaks of an experience of catastrophic destruction that is so great that it feels like the world as we know it is coming to an end. In our Mark text, the apocalyptic event was the destruction of the temple. And it wasn't just the temple that was destroyed. Hundreds of thousands of people lost their lives at this point in Israel's history. When Jesus' people experienced the destruction of the temple and all of that death, it was a loss so complete that it felt like the world was ending. And this apocalyptic text in Mark is not the first one that we find in Scripture. The book of Daniel came long before Mark and spoke of the complete devastation that was felt by God's people during the Babylonian captivity. Mark was not the first apocalyptic experience, nor is it the last. There are many people in our world today who feel like we are in this apocalyptic moment. We are seeing the devastating and deadly effects of climate change. We see wars that just never seem to end, like those in the Holy Land and in Ukraine. We see continued violence and poverty in our cities and in our rural areas. We see people in our country who are deeply afraid for their safety and their right to exist and love who they love. We are in what for many people feels like an apocalyptic moment. Now, when I was listening to one of my sermon commentaries this week, one of the professors said something that has me thinking about these apocalyptic texts and moments in our history in a new way. Professor Moore said that apocalyptic texts remind us that when we are experiencing times of chaos and destruction, we are not alone. Texts like the one that we have today remind us that our ancestors also had moments when it felt like there was just so much chaos and loss that it must be the end of all things. But in those moments, our ancestors did not lose hope, because in those apocalyptic moments, they found their strength and they found their hope in God. When the world was so chaotic and filled with loss that it seemed like everything they knew was coming to an end, our ancestors found their strength and their hope in God. God, who is our refuge, our good above all others. When our ancestors in Mark experienced the destruction of the temple, they found their hope in the teachings and the good news of Jesus. So when we find ourselves in times of chaos, we too find our hope and our guidance in God, just as our ancestors did. This is why I think that our Hebrews reading is a perfect pairing to our gospel lesson for today. Hebrews speaks of this confidence that we can have as people of faith. It says that our confidence comes to us through Christ by the new and living way that Jesus has prepared for us. Because of Christ's sacrificial love and resurrection, we get to approach God with a true heart and full assurance of faith. This confidence in Christ is good news. But the good news, it does not stop there. Hebrews goes on to say, "Let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who has promised is faithful. And let us consider how to provoke one another to love and good deeds, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." The day that Hebrews speaks of is the day of Christ's second coming. Hebrews tells us that when we feel as if that day is approaching, we should encourage one another in faith all the more. We should all the more meet together and provoke one another to love and good deeds. Times of chaos are not times to neglect our faith or our meeting together as the people of God. On the contrary, Hebrews tells us that times of chaos are when we should all the more hold fast to our hope and provoke one another to love and good deeds. Siblings, just because we have confidence in the death and resurrection of Christ does not mean for one moment that we get to rest on our laurels. In fact, our confidence in Christ should provoke us all the more to love and good deeds. Because we all know who God is, and we know Jesus' teachings. It is our responsibility as the people of God to live these teachings in word and deed to the benefit of all creation, so other people get to know God and can live these teachings too. And that's why I'm so excited about the place that our congregation is at right now. Yesterday at our congregational meeting, we shared with you all the 9 co-missions for this year of ministry. And these 9 co-missions are the ways that we will intentionally live the values that God has written on our heart: steadfast love, inclusive belonging, and living hope. And these 9 co-missions are just the beginning. They're not comprehensive. You all shared so many good ideas with us in our brainstorming sessions that we simply cannot do them all in one year. So using our mission statement as a guide, we chose 9, which is quite a few, to begin with. And we shared some ideas on how we might live these co-missions. And we might end up doing all of those ideas, or some of them, or ideas that we did not even come up with yet. No matter what the specifics are of what we end up doing with these co-missions, our goal does not change. Our goal as a congregation is to live the values that God has written on our heart. Our Hebrews text for today reminds us of the Jeremiah passage that has been one of our guiding texts throughout redevelopment. This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law in their hearts, and I will write them on their minds. We have listened for what God has written on our hearts, and we're now at the very exciting point of living that calling from God. This is a critical point in our ministry as a congregation, and it is a critical point for our world. Our world where so many people feel like we are in an apocalyptic moment. Answering our calling from God is all the more important during these times of chaos. In Mark, Jesus gives us a warning. He tells us that during times of chaos, many will come in my name and say, I am he, and they will lead many astray. Beware that no one leads you astray. When there is chaos and fear, there will be people who claim the name of God for their own selfish ambition. We're already seeing that with the rise of Christian nationalism. Movements like that lead many astray. Which is why we must live the values that God has given us boldly and visibly. People in our world need to see and know the God of steadfast love, inclusive belonging, and living hope. They need to know the God that we know, the God who lifts up the lowly and tears tyrants from their thrones, the God who cares for those who are marginalized and vulnerable, the God who created this natural world, called it good, and placed us as stewards of this creation. That is who our God is. That's the God of the Bible. And that is the God that we meet in Jesus Christ. So, siblings, we need all the more to live our values and our knowledge of God both boldly and visibly. We need all the more to provoke one another to love and good deeds. We need to do this all the more so that no one is led astray or tries to do evil in the name of God. We must live the values God has given us all the more so that people get to know the God that we know. Amen.